Radio Chico Weltfriedenswoche 2021 zum Thema gegenseitige Akzeptanz. Die ganze Woche live aus dem Unity-Saal am Ostring zu Bern.
Unser nächstes Live-Interview ist wieder per Telefon in Richtung USA. Meine Interviewpartnerin ist Rosemary Heitz, sie ist Gründerin von Living Peace Now. Sie ist eine Gruppe, eine Community von Peacemakers, also von Menschen, die sich für Frieden einsetzen. Sie sind spirituell, aber nicht religiös. Und was ihre momentanen Projekte sind und wie sie zu unserem Wochenthema gegenseitige Akzeptanz stehen, das erfahren wir jetzt direkt von der Rosemary Heitz. Hello, Rosemary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello, Manuel.
Welcome to the World Peace Week here on Radio Chico.
Thank you.
I just introduced Living Peace Now as a voluntary community of peacemakers and a spiritual but not religious. Could you expand a little bit more on what it is that your group does?
Yes, what we are doing is free of charge and inclusive. We are really helping people, mostly young people, young university graduates from all over the world, to learn the languages that they want to learn and to also learn about the cultures. And in the process, we know that the act of learning a language arouses a great desire to make friends in that language. It's really very simple. And that once people have become friends, they can't think of each other or of each other's countrymen or family members as enemies because they're friends. We can't hold the same idea at the same time, two ideas at the same time of the same group of people. So we are working with that basic fact to help many people across the world to build friendships with people from cultures that they wouldn't normally be friends with.
How do you put that in practice? Do you organize events or how do you do it?
So we have a website which is participatory. So it's not a radio station because radio stations are generally something you listen to. We have an interactive website that on which we offer classes in, at this point, English, French, Spanish, and Turkish. Turkish turned out to be a highly desired language in Asian and Mediterranean countries because many people there want to study or live in Turkey. So based on popular demand, we included Turkish. And we are offering the classes weekly with both pronunciation and actual use. So we have discussions. And when people participate in the discussions and the lessons, we find that they make amazing progress really quickly. And that friendships do grow. You can tune into us on livingpeacenow.org and register for free and then see everything that is on our calendar. We have discussions generally of spiritual principles, metaphysical principles, and universal teachings so that everybody of every tradition can feel at home.
One phrase that is very important to you and Living Peace Now is the following: acts of kindness between people are essential for survival. Why is that so important to you and your work?
Well, it's something that we have become aware of. As we have studied different aspects of peacemaking, of which kindness is an important part, we've learned a lot that we didn't know, that we didn't realize, that we weren't conscious of. About peace, about where it comes from, about how we create it and how we oppose it, and about what's involved. So kindness is, you know, is a word that we all know. But there are so many ways to be kind, so many different aspects of kindness that we can increase. We can become much kinder when we learn to become aware of what kindness can include. We can practice different aspects of it. And in the process, we've also become aware that all of us are here only because other humans have been kind to us since we came into this world. Without any acts of kindness, people die.
Kindness is, as you said, a word that we all know. What are maybe acts of kindness that you would think people often overlook that could be easily implemented in my day or your day or anyone's day? The small things that you mentioned.
I think that bar none, the most obvious answer is a genuine smile. That when you look someone in the eyes and you smile, that is an act of kindness. It's an act of welcome. It's an act of acceptance, of seeing, of really looking at and paying attention to another human being. And it can have tremendous power. We think of kindness often as a weak way to respond. And instead, it's probably the strongest way we can respond to humans in need.
I often have the impression that do the wrong thing is easier for most people than doing the right thing. What do you think about this view? Is it too negative?
Well, in my experience, it's actually harder to do the wrong thing than to do the right thing. Because the right thing is simply seeing the other person as a human being like ourselves. That's all it is. Always. And we always have a chance to do that, even if we've made a mistake and acted in hostility. We can always change that. And people are willing, are looking for. We are so hardwired to attract love and to give love that even when we have been at odds with someone for decades, if we come to them in love, they will forgive us. Any human who inflicts pain on others is acting from their own pain. They are suffering. When we understand that, the hostility melts.
Now, you have talked a lot about accepting each other and being kind to each other, but a big part of all of this is also accepting oneself and loving oneself. And how could one achieve that if they maybe don't love themselves or are depressed? Or what are some first steps toward self-acceptance in your view?
For me, the most practical and in most circumstances doable first step is to stop thinking and to breathe. And to breathe more slowly, because that physically interrupts what the thoughts are. But the next thought needs to be thinking of something, one little thing in our whole lives that we can say was a kind thing, was a good thing, was something helpful to us. One little thing. And it can be very simple. It can be, oh, the sun is shining, if that works. But, just think of one thing we are grateful for and feel the gratitude. The interesting thing about the human brain is that we absolutely, and this has been scientifically proven, we cannot hold two opposing thoughts in our brain to any two thoughts in our brain at the same time. So we need to replace the negative thought that's causing us pain with some, any loving thought. Gratitude, I find, is easy compared to forgiveness, say, or compared to changing how we feel about ourselves all in one fell swoop. We just need to change our negative thought for a moment. And when we practice doing that, it's something that, as they say, grows on us. We want to do it more.